Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of His Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Chapter 3 in Colossians. We're going to begin with the first verse. But before we start, do you ever step back, take a look at your life? Do you ever wonder, is God at the center of my life? Do I really put Him first place? Do other things step in front of God? These are questions, very important questions, dear ones. We must test ourselves daily. Put yourselves in these situations. Ask yourself, am I serving God to the best of my ability? Is He first in my life? Or are there other things? Very important questions. Let's read these. We'll start from verse 1 in chapter 3 of Colossians. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Where's our focus? What influences our lives? When I ask myself these questions, I say, Lord, where do I stand before You? Am I in the place where I should be? Ask yourself these questions. Ask God. Because you want to be in a place as close as you can to the Lord. The closer we are to God, the devil cannot touch us. When we plead the blood of Jesus, when we call on His power, the devil has to flee. But when he knows you're in that in-between place, he comes more often. The closer you are to God, believe me, he's coming around, but he can't touch you. Because your strength is in Jesus Christ. We hear the preachings. The preaching seems to be coming about love. Loving God, loving each other. The second commandment tells us this, dear ones, and if you go through it, read it carefully. Not just that, not to let idols be in our life. But when you think about idols, you don't think of a statue all the time. No, it's not a statue. It's not some monument. It's something in your life that you have to crucify. What is that thing in your life that you have to put before the Lord and say, Lord, is this my focus? Is this what's guiding me? Or are You? He loves to hear us when we are testing ourselves. I want to be close to You, Lord. I want You to be the center of my life. But sometimes we get drawn. Something takes us away. What is that thing in your life that takes you away from the closeness of God? There's so many things we need to adjust, put on hold and center our life on the Lord. Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We are flesh, and in our flesh we want to do certain things. But in the power of God, in the holiness of His Spirit, we are able to crucify that flesh and walk in the place that God wants us to be. After that, you have strength. God will give you the strength you need. He's looking right now on each of us. And He knows what's in your heart. But He wants to hear it from you. He wants to hear from you. Lord, where do I stand before You? What am I doing that You're not pleased with? Where am I going? These are the things that we must test ourselves on. If you do all these things, you know that God is pleased. He's pleased. He's happy to know that you're working and you're following His guidance and you're pressing toward the mark. What is that mark? That mark is Christ Jesus, our Lord. He hasn't changed. Thousands of years have gone by. He hasn't changed. But people have changed. You see the destruction that happened in Virginia? The people that were killed or hurt? People that weren't putting God first. They put their own ideas first. We have to pray that the Lord would open the door for these people to understand that God is on the throne. God is on the throne. Not some man that you follow, not some person that you think is right. Put it in God's hands. Let Him be the judge. You follow Him, you're going in the right direction. You follow something else, you're going in the wrong direction. How many times does He tell us? Where are you headed? Where are you going? And if you ask yourself these questions every day, then you know you're headed in the right direction. Because He'll tell you. He'll let you know the things that God does for us we can't even imagine. Yeah. I get up in the morning and sometimes pain hits me right away. Do I question God? Yes, sometimes I do. I say, Lord, why am I having this pain? He knows why. I don't have to know why. There must be a need in my life. If God puts something in your life, it's because of the need there. And like the brother said, sometimes you call on Him and He heals you immediately. And sometimes He don't. Because He wants you to understand. He wants you to know, where am I needful, Lord? What are my needs? What do I have to do? He'll tell you. He'll give you. If you're true to Him and you really ask what you want, Lord, from me, what do you want from me? He'll tell you. Keep yourself true to him. He's always been true to us. Are we not God's elect? Didn't he choose us before we were born? Didn't he tell us that he loved us? We were chosen by God. We are his elect. We are his elect. You know, the president has to be elected. He gets a number of votes, but we don't need any votes. God gave us the votes. He chose us. That's all we have to worry about. If we've been chosen by God, we've got no problems. All we have to do is wait upon him. His coming is soon. We're such a privileged people, and I don't think sometimes we realize it. Let's read verse 23 of Colossians, same chapter, verse 23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily. Do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men. Do it for God. Don't do it for man. Your reward is up there. You don't need a reward down here. You don't want a pat on the back. Oh, look what I did. Oh, these people are going to be so happy. I did that and I did this. They're going to come around and pat me on the back. That is not what God wants you to do. And you shouldn't want that either. When someone starts patting you on the back, rebuke the enemy, please. Because you stick out your chest. Well, stick out your chest for God and forget about everything else. He's your Lord. He's your master. He chose you. Who do you choose? That's why he wants you to test yourself. Who do you choose? Do you choose for Christ or do you choose for man? Let God do the rewarding. Let him give you your inheritance. Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about, oh, you're acting so holy. What are you, something special? No, I'm not. I'm a servant of the living God. I'm his child. And he chose me. That's all I have to say. He chose me. Why? He could have chose some dignitaries. Look at the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Brother Richard talked about it last week. Proud, walking around with their chest out. Oh, look at me. I do this and I do that for the Lord. Is that what he wants to hear? No. He wants you to be like the publican. On your knees, pounding your chest. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Well, we're not. But God chose us. He chose us. And what better way to be in our life than be chosen by God, the omnipotent God, the master of the universe, the master of our life, the master of that little robin that the sister saw. We are his children. We are his children. Seek him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Don't look for pats on the back. Don't look for recognition. Don't look for anything. God will provide. And don't be afraid to test yourself. You know, in the service, many people would say, there's a special saying now, it just, oh. All gave some. All gave some. And some gave all. What does that mean? Some died in the wars. Some gave it all. Who gave it all for you and me? Who gave it all for you and me? Jesus Christ gave it all for us. What can we give to Him? We can give Him the fruit of our lips, the praises of our hearts, the joy unspeakable and full of glory. We can do nothing for Him but praise Him and thank Him. And remember, dear ones, to always trust in Him. Test yourselves. Ask God, what am I doing wrong? Where is my life leading? Am I being true to You, Lord? He'll answer you. He'll tell you. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the light. Just remember that, dear ones. As you go on your way this morning, think about the things that have been spoken. Think about what He's telling you in your heart, because each one has a different message. But it all comes down to the same thing: loving God, loving each other. The name of the Lord be praised. Let us go down.